Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, and welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is the last day of June. Oh, indeed. It's June 30th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Oh, we can feel the excitement building. Yes, Apple Music is just a few hours away, depending on when you've listened to the show. It could be even right now is it happening. But in any case, iOS 8.4, it's coming. Apple Music's coming. We got a lot of things to look forward to probably in tomorrow's show. But let's talk about what's going on today, shall we? We'll start with Apple, of course. Why not? Since we're talking about music, let's talk about Apple bumping up iTunes Match. You remember you had that limit of 25,000 songs? That seemed quite a bit, didn't it? Well, how about 100,000 for you now? Revealed by Apple VP Eddie Q, he said that iOS 9, when it arrives in the fall, will support up to 100,000 songs now for iTunes Match. Mr. Q also went on to say that, of course, with your Apple Music subscription, you'll get a match-like capabilities, meaning you can fill in any missing streaming music with your own tracks. So it looks like the two are going to kind of work in conjunction with each other, which is kind of what we thought anyways. Sky, yes, might sound very familiar to all of our UK listeners. Yes, your provider of pretty much anything that lives in Murdoch land. And with that being said, it's no secret that Sky really wants BT and Openreach to split up. Now, you may or may not know that Sky uses the network infrastructure that's actually owned by BT and Openreach to offer its own broadband services across the UK. Sky, however, is saying that Openreach falls short of acceptable standards. Sky actually said, as an example, that Openreach engineers, in 90% of the cases they saw, take 10 days or longer to actually install a new line for Sky. Plus, on top of that, Sky is saying that Openreach changes its agreed installation dates 36,000 times a month. BT, on the other hand, saying, no, that isn't happening. The BT spokesman actually said that Sky is engaging in selective spin rather than constructive dialogue. So really, it's just an all case in point right now with sort of a he said, she said kind of thing. But if these numbers are true for Openreach, I think they should be closed reach. Oh, we know Apple Pay is coming to the UK, and hey, you know, you Barclays client, you're not going to be happy. Yeah, Barclays is holding out for UK Apple Pay. They want you to use their own crap instead. Yes, British Bank Barclays said it would prefer that if you use its hardware to pay for your next purchase rather than using your iPhone. Yeah, they don't like that, I guess. So announced yesterday what is called BPay. Our original BPay. And what that's going to entail is something to wear on your wrist. Yeah, they've got a wearable thing for BPay. A key fob, I guess, is something you put on your keychain. I'm not really sure what a key fob is. And a sticker for your phone. Yeah, like you'd want to put a sticker on your 700-pound mobile phone. Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. BPay devices will be available starting tomorrow. Yes, July 1st. You can get the sticker for £14.99. Dang, that's a high price sticker. £19.99 for the key attachment and £25 for the wearable wristband. Or you can just keep your iPhone and say, screw BPay. You remember our ultimate fear as tech enthusiasts out there that the internet was going to break? You know, that the whole fiber optic system was just going to overload? We can relax today. Put those fears to bed. Oh, yeah. At the UC San Diego's Qualcomm Institute, engineers have apparently broken the supposed limits of the fiber optic data transmission. Actually, they've said they've increased the power of optical signals almost 20 times the base level. That's quite a bit. Engineers said they were able to send that data 7,400 miles without any need for any electronic regenerators to boost the signal. Apparently, the breakthroughs in this wideband technology is called frequency combs. Yeah, like combing your hair or something, I guess. Yeah, something like that. It keeps signal distortions predictable at the end of the line, and it means the capacity of the world's fiber optic networks could gain a very substantial boost then. So, whoo! Looks like we're going to be okay with our internet. And finally, okay, you're going to have to hold on to something, okay? Just hold on, because Earth's rotation is slowing down today. Now, yes, you might remember this way back in January. We learned that we were going to get a leap second today. Yes, it's going to go whoop, one extra second forward. And the problem is, with leap seconds, they wreak havoc across the internet. But NASA is saying that these leap seconds are essential in order to compensate for our planet's slowing rotation. Now, most of us know the world time, UTC. That's where Earth days are actually treated at a precisely 86,400 seconds long. But in actual fact, our day hasn't been that long since about 1820. That's because there's been this kind of gravitational tug of war between Earth and the Moon, and it's causing our planet's rotation to slow down, making our days a little bit longer as we move into the future. So we all get a little present today, one extra second. Let's try to make the best of it, shall we? Who am I kidding? We'll probably waste that extra second trying to download iOS 8.4 just to listen to Apple Music. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Guys, you got to get over to BritishTechNetwork.com. The bash is 4 freaking days away. You ain't got your tickets now, you got to get them today. July 4th, British Tech Bash. July 3rd, the Curry Night. It is going to be one awesome weekend you're not going to want to miss. BritishTechNetwork.com. Get your tickets ordered right this very second. Also, follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. Until then, enjoy your Tuesday without one extra second. And thank you so much for listening.